It's time for another cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Hey, good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Excellent. Hey, and we have a special guest today on the show, phoning in all the way from Houston, Texas. It's Aunt Lori. Good morning, Aunt Lori.
Good morning, listeners.
Wait, say again. I think we were a little low.
Good morning, listeners.
There we go. That's the stuff. Loud and clear. Hello. Hi-yo.
Hello, Thompson.
Hi, Aloy.
How are you?
I'm great.
What are we going to talk about on your radio show today?
I talked about Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, Stephen Hawking, Stephen Hawking,
Stephen Hawking. What about Stephen Hawking, son?
Well, he rides in a race car wheelchair, and then he turns into a pod, and then he bought his head on a rock.
Well, we've heard that story before. Don't you have anything new to say about Stephen Hawking? Oh my goodness, look at all the strawberries on the strawberry plant.
Yeah.
That is a full-on, it is just busting out all over. So, Aunt Laura, you have a garden, yeah?
I do.
And in your garden, do you ever have bugs?
Yes.
What?
Much.
What are, God, they're smaller than like a period on a piece of paper and they're totally white. You ever see anything like that?
They're aphids.
Those are aphids, huh?
I think so.
They don't appear to be eating or damaging the food, the plant, though. I thought aphids ate the plant.
No, they suck out juice. They do damage eventually. You just wipe them off with a wet cloth, I guess. Or here we use soapy water and you spray it on the plants.
Soapy water? What kind of soap?
Just dish soap.
You think, like, that peppermint oil soap would work?
I don't know. I just use regular old dish soap.
And that doesn't hurt the plant?
Nope.
Huh.
It also, you can spray it on crepe myrtles and stuff, and it helps get rid of the black spot. It could be white powdery mildew, too.
No, these are bugs. They got legs. These are bugs. Yep. They got legs. We looked at them in a magnifying glass.
I don't know.
Yeah, our strawberry plant is covered in them, but they don't want to go near the basil plant.
Yeah.
The basil plant is just, they're not having the basil plant.
Most bugs leave basil alone.
Why?
I guess because of the smell or the taste, I don't know.
But now we got these little black bugs that look almost like the white ones, but they're black, and they are on the basil.
I don't know, unless I look at them. Thompson, what do you think?
What do you think, Thompson?
Well, on Saturday, there was a spider and two black bugs. And one time, the spider stinged one black bug that was different and two white bugs that were same as a black bug.
Wow.
That's right. There is a spider that lives. Well, there was a spider in the strawberry plant. So I'm hoping that it's getting well fed.
Yeah, it's probably eating the other little white bugs, maybe.
Well, we can hope. We sure love our spiders, don't we, Thompson? But we leave them alone because they'll bite you.
Yeah, always leave them alone.
They'll bite me.
Oh yeah, they'll bite you.
Spiders will bite you. Yes, and you know, if you kill a spider, it'll rain.
What happens if it rains on the spider?
Well, the spider's dead, so it doesn't matter if it rains on him. But you don't ever try to kill one intentionally.
Do you hear Aunt Lori?
I hear her.
Don't ever try and kill a spider intentionally. Leave it alone.
But every now and then, sometimes it has to happen. And if
what do you mean there's a spider?
Huh?
On the race car wheelchair.
No, there's not a spider on the race car wheelchair, Thompson. There's a spider in the strawberry plant. Remember? We saw him?
Yeah.
He was making a little web.
I want to Stephen Hawking.
What does a spider look like?
I can just show you Stephen Hawking's race car wheelchair. Ta-da! Here it is.
Well, honey, I can't see you because I'm on the phone. So maybe your dad can take a picture and we can post it on the site with the radio show.
Well, it's the same one. There's been a picture of it posted already.
Oh, okay.
He didn't make, like, a new one or a, you know, a better one. He just waving the same one around.
I've seen it. It's very cool.
So how's life in Houston?
Hot.
Hot? What's the temperature down there right now? Like a million and a half?
No, it's not a million and a half. I think it's 95, 96 today.
95, 96. Oh, my God, Thompson. Do you know how hot that is?
Yeah.
How hot is that?
100 degrees hot.
What?
100 degrees hot.
100? No, it's 90s hot.
90s hot.
It's 90 hot. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is very, very hot. And it's humid today. And I think we might actually get some rain.
Is there rain on the sun?
No, not yet. We're hoping that we get rain from the Gulf of Mexico.
Mexico? I wish you would live in Mexico.
See that on the map.
Nowadays, I'm dreading any rain we get, man. Because it's all from Fukushima.
I know.
What about fall?
I cannot believe the American media is just, like, pretending that's not happening.
What about fog and lightning and hurricanes and stuff?
Well, sometimes we get fog, but we usually get that in the spring or the fall. And it is hurricane season, so we could get a hurricane, but we haven't seen right now.
Wasn't there a hurricane just blow through a little while ago?
I think there was one that formed out in the Gulf and then went away. Or not in the Gulf, but just kind of, it tried, but it didn't make it.
Didn't make it up the slot?
No, it was in the Gulf, already off the coast of Yucatan. It just never got organized enough. It was wannabe.
Tropical depression.
Yeah. Trying, but the winds kept blowing us apart, so that's okay. I've had enough hurricanes in my lifetime. Thank you very much.
Well, you will have more. I'm drinking Three Beans coffee with Clover Stornetta plain old half and half today. It's delicious.
It sure is.
Yep, Three Beans dark roast, rich and smoky. Smoky and deep.
That sounds delicious.
Well, you gotta have a cup of coffee with Thompson because he's so sharp.
I know. He's the smartest kid ever.